Welcome to A Brighter Day in the Neighborhood with your host, Angela Jones. Presented by Brighter Day Law, listen to the stories of the people who make Colorado Springs a great place to live and make our world better every day. We want to give back to those who give so much to us.
Good morning. It's another Brighter Day in the Neighborhood with Angela Jones, sponsored by Brighter Day Law. Today we have with us a local businessman, John Pace, founder of Comfort by Design. Hey, how are you today, John?
Doing wonderful today.
So one of the things that made me most interested in connecting with you here on A Brighter Day in the Neighborhood was some of our discussions that we'd had as you were doing an install of AC at my business. And in particular, I noticed your attention to detail, your particular care. And when we delved into that a bit deeper, I learned that you really had that type of a commitment to your clients and to our community. And so I just invite you to kind of share with our listeners here today about what brought you to form Comfort by Design in that spirit of excellence.
Well, luckily I've had a lot of experience in the HVA industry. And when I say that, I started out as a teenager. My father owned the heating and air conditioning business. My grandfather owned the heating and air conditioning business. So it's really in my blood to how this works. It's the only job career I've ever had.
So it's been a family affair the entire time.
It has. And then as I grew up and I moved from underneath my dad, I went to another large company, worked for them for many, many, many years, gained a lot of experience, education. I always noticed that there were just little things that I didn't like, and I think it really comes down to contractors in general, as far as it's a very, we're so focused on the job that we forget about the people.
Right.
And that's one of the big things that me and my my business partner wanted to focus on, is that this is about the people, about the customers, about the employees. This is really more of a people business than it is an HVAC business. So that's where our focus was really put on to.
Well, tell me more about that focus on people and how that came to be ingrained in you.
From my experience in installation, and I always wanted to provide the best service for the people that I was working for.
Tell me about working with your dad.
Working with my dad. My dad was definitely a huge inspiration, being as that we worked, it was a small family company. It was dad, my two older brothers, my mom, of course, she took care of like the back side of the business. And that's dad's 100% focus was customer care, because it was referrals. Dad didn't have a large, huge, 50 employee company. It was dad. So he would do a good job for someone and be attentive to them and their needs. And then they would tell another person, and they'd tell another person. And that's the entire growing up. We fiddled with furnaces in the garage, so dad would bring them in. We'd pull apart the old ones. We'd find parts that were still good with them, and dad would refurbish them so that he could. And I think this is where it got installed with me, is because he would sell those parts as a discount for somebody who couldn't quite afford to do a replacement or something like that. He'd always come up with a way to help other people.
And a way to make it work.
Yeah, and growing up watching dad do that, I think, is actually what really inspired me as far as put the customer service into me. And, it was about the people, because that's what our entire family was about. Just moving from person to person and assisting people as we were going and growing. And I think dad's so actually the one that really put that into me.
Right. That makes sense. That makes sense. And so when I was brought up to you, that attention to detail, I remember when I invited you to come out and give us an estimate, you spent an inordinate amount of time. It didn't cost me extra, but you spent an inordinate amount of time making the measurements, to ensure that we had all the hot spots cooled appropriately, and that we had just the right number of vents, and we had a little bit of a high speed system. So, where did that come from?
Well, that a little bit comes from the background of the mechanical side with me, since I installed for several years. I was in installation for like 13 years, and I just love building things and solving mm-hmm. problems. Solving mm-hmm. problems is one of my biggest things. And when you get into where you have all this advanced technology, all these wonderful things that we can do, and trying to have those fit with a 100-year-old home or something, you know, from the past, it takes a lot of creativity and planning to come up with that. And that actually inspires me. I love projects like that.
Right.
It's fun.
Do you deal more with the operations side versus the business side?
I kind of deal with everything.
Okay.
I like to be involved. So I want to go out into the field. I want to see how things are moving along. And then I want to be in the office, just to keep an eye on everything as far as back end goes. I'm very, very proactive in every aspect of the business.
Well, I noticed when you were working with us that there was a lot of communication. And by that, there were text communications. And with your technicians, it was always announced when they were coming and when they were leaving, and a lot of care was taken, and extra safety precautions and cleaning precautions and things of that nature. Can you, just talk about a little bit more how you developed that and why?
Well, and developing that was a tricky one. Mm-hmm. There was quite a bit that I had seen from all of my years in service that there was just little things like those communications that I felt it got dropped a lot. Someone would forget to make a phone call and such. So we actually spent a lot of time researching different systems that would allow us to automate it so that when my guys, they push a button for dispatching for the day, it sends an automatic message allowing everybody to know that we're coming. That took a little bit of time to get working, mm-hmm. but the importance of it was immeasurable. Because that is a huge response that we received, is that our communication is excellent. And then with that, I actually have all of the emails. Not only do I keep everything that comes through me for my email, but every single email actually goes still through me for all the office, for everything, as I just keep an eye on how everything is going to ensure that we're providing that customer care.
Well, and it sounds like you're very invested in your clientele.
Oh yes, that is the business, it's the people, and if I can provide that type of service for one person, and they're overjoyed saying, "Wow, I received this level of service from a contractor," I mean, they're going to tell everybody.
Right, right. And does it give you a sense of accomplishment or joy?
Oh, pride. Yes, yeah. I am very proud of what we have accomplished. And I still have more dreams on more things that I think we can do. I'm always trying to come up with the next step to make our service better. But what we've been able to do so far, I think it's a step above.
Right. All right. So tell me about that. What have you been able to do in terms of putting your dreams into operation?
Well, and you kind of touched base with that with the communication system.
Mm-hmm.
So on the back end of things, streamlining it for when I had talked about the importance of the employees and their happiness,
mm-hmm.
streamlining it so that equipment is provided for them so that they don't have to go to supply houses and drive around mm-hmm. town and waste hours of their valuable time mm-hmm. doing errands. We've been working very, very hard to ensure that they are prepped with what they need so that they're provided for when they go out into their jobs. Back end stuff like that is really, really important to ensure that they're taken care of. And then, of course, continuous training programs, just so that everybody's on the same page all the time. There's a real sense of family in the company.
Right.
Every week we do not only safety meetings, but then there's a company meeting. I bring in donuts. We just chat about what's been going on. Reviews, we always go through that, seeing mm-hmm. what people are saying about us. So it's that family togetherness.
Well, I get a sense, and I do think that it's smart business what you're doing, but I get a sense that even beyond that, that it's important to you. Where do you think that it comes from, or what is that about for you, that you care so much that your employees are, have the tools that they need or are able to do their job without running around, or that you know, because I keep hearing the word safety too, that people are safe, you know, in terms of, you know, as they're doing their job or as they're receiving services.
Well, I think a lot of that actually comes from my experience being in the field of all the things that I had a difficult time with, that I struggled with as that employee for so long, that whenever I brought it up, I never felt like I received the care that I needed as an employee. Mm. And one thing that I was absolutely determined when I started this company was that I would look at this from both sides. I've been on that side of the fence. I know what these guys need. I know what would really, really help them. And I want to be someone to provide that for them. Okay. And along with safety, extremely important. In our industry, it's very, very simple to get hurt. And so being aware and ensuring that we are taking care of them and we're going through the steps and keeping everyone educated, especially as new technology changes, we have to be updated on any changes that have been made, and making sure the guys have those tools, it's extremely important to me because I've been in those shoes.
Right. Well, and I'm sure you've been in a consumer's shoes as well, or community member's shoes as well. And I want to talk with you a little bit more about that in just a moment. You're listening to A Brighter Day in the Neighborhood with Angela Jones. And today we're talking with John Pace of Comfort by Design. So, John, you were just talking about, you know, safety issues and being Johnny on the spot and your business, Comfort by Design. We've brushed over it, but haven't talked a lot about it. You do heating and cooling.
And plumbing.
And plumbing. Mm-hmm. I wasn't aware of that. Well, those are definitely, you know, very important services. You know, we kind of tend to take those things for granted until you really need them. Absolutely. But from a customer standpoint, you know, we talked earlier about how you really see what you do as a community service, as your profession, as a helping profession to others. When Comfort by Design provides services, which not everyone may think of off the top of their head as helping services, I think most people would agree when their heating is out in the wintertime, or their cooling is out in the heat of the summer, or their plumbing is out and they've got to turn their water off, that those services are certainly essential. And so, you know, what are your thoughts on, you know, making sure that you're providing a service to the community through the way that Comfort by Design delivers those services to your clients? Can you talk a little bit more about your thoughts on that and ideals in that regard?
It is absolutely crucial. And our systems that we've been putting into place, it's a large part of that is to ensure that we can take care of everyone. Not only do we go through the main system where you can get in contact with, of course, the office who will dispatch, but then there's layers on top of that. There is, if for some reason my main service tech can't get out there, I have a manager who can take care of it. If the manager cannot get out there, I will personally come out there. It's, we ensure that we can take care of people because it is so important. Hey, you're trapped. It's 2 o'clock in the morning, of course, on Christmas Eve, because that's when the most calls like to come in.
Right.
And you want to know you have somebody there, and we have those systems in place. That's what it's designed for. And when we send out the emails, it has everyone's information. I mean, that's all. It has everything on there.
All right. So coming into, as we're coming out of winter and into summer, is there something you can offer to our listeners just in by way of things that they need to do to prepare to make sure that they don't find themselves in a crunch with plumbing or heating or with their air conditioning if they have that?
The absolute best advice that I can give that I cannot stress enough is change your filter.
Okay.
It's one of the simplest things when you're changing from heating season to air conditioning season. And it's the most common phone call that we get is, my air conditioning is not working. Air conditioning is very, very sensitive to airflow. Mm. And those clogged up filters will prevent the air coming through. the air conditioner freezes, doesn't work, and then they make that phone call when it's a $5 filter.
Right, so. Right. And you're able to respond, but you'd much rather have people check that filter
first.
Yes,
there's no worse feeling than when you send a technician out and we still go through the entire system as a double check, but when it's a $5 filter that costs them a service charge, I feel bad about charging that.
Absolutely. What about for plumbing? Do you have any special tips there?
Plumbing, it's more when you're switching seasons towards winter is more when we're preparing for shutting off sprinkler systems and such is most important.
What about in otherwise, like just, you know, tips that you would have for people to make sure that they're prepared and they don't end up stuck?
Ensuring that you just have your system looked through once a year will absolutely cut down the possibility of having some type of emergency situation.
Okay.
When we go in for a service call, for instance, we're going to do a clean and inspection on a system.
Mm-hmm.
We have an entire list that we go through and we record every single time we do it. So when we're checking all the pressures for the air conditioning system, we're checking all the electronic components, we're cleaning the things that are supposed to be cleaned yearly, we will record everything and keep it in the computer system so that year after year, as we're going through those systems, we can ensure, oh, well, this is starting to pull a little bit higher of amps. Just for instance, we know that we're going to be having a problem there soon.
Right.
So since you're having that system maintained and inspected properly every year, we can catch it and take care of it before it breaks on the hottest day or the coldest day, because
right.
we know that's when things break. So just have the system inspected every year. It takes an hour and a half, sometimes 2 hours of one day, and that'll save you absolute heartache.
So you had mentioned that you came up, your grandfather was in the HVAC business, and then your father was as well, and you worked with your dad, and then you went to work for someone else before you started Comfort by Design. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay, and was that here in Colorado?
Yes, Colorado Springs.
That you grew up?
Yes.
All right. And why did you choose, when you left your employer, to stay in Colorado Springs?
There's several reasons. One is family.
Mm.
All my family's here, mom, dad, uncles. There's, you know, family barbecues, family time, and it's, which is an amazing thing. Another is the climate. I've traveled a little bit. I've been down to Texas, Florida, Seattle, and it's either too rainy, too hot, too moist. I can't handle it. Colorado, the weather is absolutely just wonderful. And the town is beautiful, and beautiful people. I can't see myself being anywhere else.
And that's spoken by a guy who controls the the climate in a lot of ways.
Yes, it's kind of funny when you think about it from that perspective, because it's probably a little easier running an air conditioning business in a climate where it's constantly over 100 degrees.
Right.
Or a heating business in Alaska, for instance.
Right.
Where that is absolutely used most of the time. Colorado's so temperate. But it's served us well. And that rolls back to just our business and our policies. We've done great here.
Right. It's great to have a Colorado native serving us in our community. Have you ever found yourself in a position where you deferred taking care of something like that and really found yourself in a pinch?
Yes.
Tell me about that.
So mine has been my dryer. So, and that's one of the things that you are supposed to do is ensure that the dryer from the exhaust has been cleaned.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that everyone should take care of, in cleaning your ductwork and cleaning your dryer out, something I neglected for several years until it decided to burn the heating element out of my dryer.
Mm.
So, and me being the crafty person that I am, I had no choice but to completely disassemble it to change all the parts of my dryer, and I spent a weekend, probably more time than I should have, learning how dryers work so that I could rebuild it. But it would have been a very simple call to have somebody come and just clean ductwork, clean the dryer vent, and it would have saved me a lot of time.
All right. Are there other unique problems that you've been able to solve? You know, I remember earlier you said that you just love to solve problems. Are there any particularly unique problems that you've been able to solve that you're proud of?
Ooh, this is a wonderful one. Actually, this is perfect for today. I started my day dealing with a boiler that was installed in 1909. Mm. We went down and we, after inspecting the job, because sizing is so important, we talk about mm-hmm. that with modern systems. This system was installed, of course, back when it was coal. So
right.
This is a coal boiler. It was converted to gas. When they were putting together the pieces for upstairs, which is the heating radiators for a boiler, they just put in whatever size is available.
Right.
And this house had a lot of unique sizes in there. It was very exciting to me. I took pictures, measurements of everything. I came up with a plan. I did the research on the system so that I could determine how many BTUs this system could produce. Now, my homeowner had received a lot of estimates for large size boilers, 150,000. I mean, they assume if it's cast iron, it's going to be huge.
Right.
When you get down to the actual measurements on these units and you mm-hmm. figure out how much heat these can radiate off, then you can determine what size of boiler you can actually put in for this house. So the boiler that I had recommended design-wise was almost half the price of these really, really huge boilers that everybody was assuming, oh, okay, it's cast iron, throw this in. And this is a boiler that is dialed down to the numbers, going to fit the house perfectly. And we were able to do that. And we were in the middle of doing the job right now. We're going to accomplish this on a better budget. And the homeowner is going to get more value out of this. It's going to last for a very, very long time. And the efficiency is going to be maximized just by taking that time and doing a little bit of research. I love projects like this. I could probably talk about projects all day.
Yeah, I remember that you did something similar on the project you did for Brighter Day Law.
Yes, a true challenge, exciting system. I don't know how much you want me to dive into that one.
Just dive into it. It was pretty interesting.
The system was absolutely unique because of the construction of the house. It did not leave many different options that wouldn't be completely invasive. So when we came up with running in the high velocity system, something that would minimize us having to slice holes in everywhere in this beautiful old home, that it was just absolutely exciting. And then going through the mathematical part of it was, that was my favorite part, measuring every window, every wall, figuring out how much heat infiltration that we have per hour. That's the stuff that I just love. That's my passion for the business, design, ensuring that I can create a product that I know my homeowner is going to absolutely love for years to come. That's why I do this. So when it comes to building things and dismantling them, that was really my passion for most of my life until I was forced into sales.
Well, and if this helps you at all, I actually had several different bids. People come out and do bids for the space that we had. And I found you not to be a salesperson, but rather a very knowledgeable and concerned technician. You took the time and the effort to go into doing exactly what you described earlier, which is finding the ideal solution for my space and for me. Yeah. And so I've always been taught that we think of sales as something that we do to people, mm-hmm. but really when you're providing somebody with something that they need and want, you're doing it for them. So maybe that'll help you to reframe that, you know, what you do as really a service.
Yeah.
And, you know, because it's, I mean, nobody was twisting my arm to get an air conditioner, you know, but I wanted that ideal solution, the solution that Comfort by Design, you know, was able to offer to me because of your passion to get it right and to come up with a unique solution. And so I think that's a fantastic, unique value proposition that you offer.
Yeah. I appreciate that a lot.
Yeah.
It's, my people skills is what I've always been concerned with. I get a little
I have found you always to be extraordinarily pleasant and easy to get along with. So,
well, you owe my mother on that. Very polite.
Well, she did a great job. So, you know, moving into the summer here, does Comfort by Design have any special something to offer to our listeners here today to get them ready for the next season?
Yes, actually, we're going to go ahead and run a $65 special for a clean and inspection on your air conditioning system so that we can go through it, test it on out, and make sure that you're ready for the season.
What do they need to do to take advantage of that offer?
Just give us a call at the office at 719-374-1776, or you can search us online. The website's mycomfortbydesign.com.
And mention Brighter Day?
Mention Brighter Day.
Well, John, we really appreciate your time here with us today and talking about the unique and creative solutions that you're able to come up with, tailor to the needs of your customers.
You're welcome. It was fun.
Thanks.
Brighter Day Law are an experienced and qualified team of divorce and family law attorneys. Their aim is to help you get through that emotional and challenging time of divorce and other family disputes. The mission of Brighter Day Law is to compassionately help families resolve their disputes with personalized legal representation while keeping the best interest of the entire family at heart. Their attorneys handle all kinds of family law cases, including child custody, divorce, high asset divorce, mediation, and alimony. Brighter Day Law, compassionate counsel in dark and stressful times. 225-4493 or at brighterdaylaw.com. This has been A Brighter Day in the Neighborhood, presented by Brighter Day Law. Heard every Sunday at 11 a.m. on KPPF, 98.5 FM, 1040 AM, and 95.7 FM. Listen to the companion podcast on Podbean.